The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on Newstalk.
We're going to kick things off with a suggestion that was first made actually on social media, so some of you may have seen it, that all golf courses, urban golf courses within the M50 in Dublin, should be CPO'd by the local authority and the land used for housing and public space. And then the golf courses, those private clubs themselves, could use the money to build new courses outside the M50 in the kind of leafy surrounds of County Dublin or Kildare, Meath or Wicklow. It doesn't have to be Dublin, that was the suggestion here. It could be the likes of Mahon Golf Club in Cork or Galway Golf Club out beyond Salt Hill in the west, wherever these urban golf courses happen to be, the suggestion would stand. You CPO them and you put the land to, as one person would suggest, better used. Paddy Smith is a former Dublin City councillor. Paddy, are you in agreement with this suggestion?
I would agree with it, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I made the suggestion when I was on the council back before 2019 that effectively, you know, we have the lowest density use of land in Europe, yet we have the highest rents and some of the highest prices for housing, which has obvious knock-on effects for society. And these courses are emblematic of our criminally inefficient use of land in this country, and particularly the city. So forget about just inside the M50, just within walking distance of the city centre, we have three golf courses that together make up 100 hectares of land, all of which abuts or is right beside either a Lewis line, a Dart line, or Buskin X line. So we've massive amounts of infrastructure around these massive parcels of land. Mm. And to have people just swinging sticks on them, a very few amount of people swinging sticks on them every day, is a criminal.
So that's Milltown Golf Club, Clontarf Golf Club, and Elm Park in Donnybrook. That's what you're talking about.
That's 100 hectares. That's a lot of land.
Let me introduce Gary Murphy, former European Tour golfer, of course, and the current professional at the K Club. Gary, it's good to talk to you. Emblematic of our criminal misuse of land, and just so a few people can swing sticks on them.
Yeah, I think it's quite derogatory to say that they're just swinging sticks. It's a lot more than that. I understand there's obviously a huge demand for space in the area, you know, but to relocate these golf clubs is going to create its own issues anyway. You know, it's most of the members in this area would be living within, you know, 2 to 3 kilometres probably of the golf clubs, and, you know, probably a maximum of 10, I'd imagine. You know, it happened with Dunleary. Dunleary sold up their land and moved out. I know they got a vast amount of money for that. But I think to say the issue with housing is about golf clubs, I think is crazy. I mean, we've seen throughout COVID how important, you know, it's a hobby. You know, there's obviously a professional end to the sport, but for everyone else, it's a social outlet. It's no different to, you know, a parish hall or whatever. So people use it as a sport, but it's definitely a very important thing for people to come together, and obviously exercise. It's good for one's mental health to play golf. It's good for their general well-being. And it creates a lot of income as well for the government, you know, with, you know, membership, the VAT on membership, the VAT on retail and food and beverage. I was at a golf club in Lucan recently. We were playing a match up there, and on the Sunday, the clubhouse was full for Sunday lunch. So it's more of a social outlet, as much a social outlet as anything. I think, yeah, you know, to be trying to throw golf clubs in as a kind of caveat for the problem with housing, I think is very unfair, and it's not swinging sticks. They're not made of wood. They're golf clubs. I think it's quite unfair to say that's the case. Like, when we had that lockdown, you know, the fact that elderly people and a lot of the members in these clubs are, you know, above 60 years of age, and that was a huge thing that they couldn't get out and socialise and exercise. So I think it's a very important fabric of the community to have those golf clubs there.
Paddy, are you being unfair?
Yeah, Look, nobody is suggesting that we ban golf. I mean, that's a gross misrepresentation of what I like to make. The only technical criticism that could be proper there was the fact that golf clubs are made of metal. You can't call them sticks. Look, I mean, basically, I would say to Gary, look, why don't we, I think he's falling into status quo bias, which is really why we're in a housing crisis at the moment, that things are the way they are, so we can never change them, okay? So I put to him, okay, if he had, let's say we drained a swamp in Balls Bridge, okay, and we had 30 hectares of land, okay? It was beside two really busy bus connects, bus routes. It was beside a DART station. It was beside a large school. It was beside one of the biggest hospitals in the country. It was beside the site of the new National Maternity Hospital. What would he do with that 30 hectares of land? What would he do with it?
Yeah, the people that can't get housing or can't afford housing, they're not going to be buying houses in Balls Bridge. That's for a fact.
Why not? Why, if we build 10,000-20,000 houses on the golf course, people are gonna have to live in them. So therefore there'll be more housing stock. I mean, it's not.
Well, what about the traffic and pollution implications of
well,
that?
Well, as I just alluded to at great length, these are beside massive public transport infrastructure. There's no need for anybody to own a car who lives.
Wait, Paddy, this is kind of fanciful stuff now. You're going to build 20,000 houses that are all going to be affordable to people who can't buy a home at the moment, and none of them are going to need cars.
Well, that's a strong argument. The fact that if you're building houses, we're increasing the housing stock. Okay, how much they get rented for, how much they sell for is, you know, that can be worked out. The fact is, we need houses, we need apartments, and we have massive amounts of land that's beside infrastructure such as the public transport infrastructure that abuts these golf courses, and not to mention beside Elm Park, one of the largest hospitals in the country, and the new National Maternity Hospital. It's frankly an affront to decency that we allow this land to be used the way it currently is. I mean tens of thousands of people could live on this land and within walking distance of the city centre on public transport routes that would necessitate or could easily cycle anywhere in the city.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no need for anybody to own a car.
I want to go back to Gary on some of that, but can I just ask you, Paddy, the same argument I assume applies to GAA pitches within the
M50? No, of course it doesn't. No.
Why not?
Well, first of all, the intensity of, I mean, like basically GAA pitches, I was watching my son play GAA last night, there was 50 kids on one pitch, okay? So you're trying to tell me...
I bet it's empty now. There was 50 of them there last night. It's
okay.
Busy at certain times, but I mean it's empty. They're
yeah, okay,
empty most of the times. In terms
okay,
of
well,
in terms
well,
of in terms of their use of space, GAA
okay.
pitches are not efficient. I say that
yeah.
as a member, and
well, I mean,
I'm out
okay,
on
well,
them all the time.
I mean that's ridiculous. Most space is free on them because there's more space than there are people. So that's a nonsensical argument. The fact is that GAA pitch is open to the entire community. It's not just open to a few very well heeled people who can afford to join it. And also, even if you wanted to join a lot of these clubs, they don't take on new members. So that this isn't a public amenity. That is a complete bullshit argument. This is a very few, a very small amount of people who have effectively hoarded land very close to our city that we as taxpayers have paid huge amounts of money to put massive services beside. And frankly, the fact that we allow them to use it for this purpose, where they could easily do it in the Dublin Mountains or North County Dublin, is as I said, an affront to decency and is emblematic of why we have a homelessness crisis and a housing cost crisis in this country.
It's an affront to decency that you've got these private clubs that are essentially closed shops. They're only for the well-heeled.
Well, that's a crazy argument, because we've seen since COVID, like, capacity is at a maximum with these golf clubs. You know, they're full. So if you're going to close down a golf club for people that live within that area, the problems that's going to create trying to get into other clubs that are full.
Why don't we just move them to somewhere where there's way more space, like the Dublin Mountains or North County Dublin?
Yeah, hold on. Let Gary speak.
I think if you'd moved the new hospital out of Rialto, which is an absolute car park at the moment, I think that would have made a lot more sense, and especially from people from the country trying to get into Dublin to get into that hospital. I mean, it couldn't be in a worse area.
That's not what we're talking about, though, Gary. So can we talk about?
I understand that, but you're trying to crowd Dublin as well. I think it's pretty densely populated.
Trying to crowd one of the least dense cities in Europe. I mean, the reason we have such a massive housing problem and such a why people spend spend days and days of their lives in commuter traffic is because we have the least efficient land use in Europe. We have the lowest density and the least densely populated country in Europe.
And that's the fault of golf courses?
Well, it's emblematic. I specifically said that this isn't the fault only of golf courses, but it is the fault of us using our land that we have close to the city in a really inefficient manner.
Gary?
You would have Elland Park, the courses that you mentioned there, Elland Park, I think Milltown and Clontarf. You'd easily have probably up to 4,000 members there that are then going to get into the car to get onto the M50, the other side of the M50, which is already a car park anyway. Like, how would that, you know...
Even if that were the case, all right, so let's say that is 4,000 trips once a week, it's dwarfed by the amount of traffic and commuter time and emissions that would be saved by housing tens of thousands of people closer to the city, close to where they work, closer to where they go to school, closer to the hospital visits that they need to go to.
Paddy, is this not a kind of reverse snobbery? I mean, when you look around the city, there's so many vacant units, there's so many vacant dwellings, there's so many brownfield sites. Is there a bit of reverse snobbery that you look around Park?
There's 30 hectares of land in one unit that abuts a Lewis line, or even a Dart line and Bus Connect. There's one parcel of land of that size that's not been used.
Well, there's the Phoenix Park. Maybe we should build more houses in the Phoenix Park.
No, because the Phoenix Park is a wonderful public amenity that's open to every single city and a citizen and every single tourist that visits the.
It's the elitist element that's the problem.
Anybody can go play those golf courses.
Really? I can bring my son down to Elm Park now and get around.
You can go down and pay a green fee, and the government will get money from that green fee because there's a 9% VAT rate on it. And if you go in and have something to eat, there's 23% VAT on that. So there's a huge income stream back to the Exchequer from all golf clubs in Ireland.
Yeah, you can pay green fees, Paddy, in fairness.
Okay.
That is true.
Okay. And I'd be paying them, and again, it would still be... basically, there are very few human activities that require more land than playing golf. Maybe a field artillery practice is one of them, but I can't think of another, really. So again, it comes back to a massive inefficiency of land use. Nobody's suggesting we should ban golf. Golf is a perfectly nice game. But it just do it where there's more space, and we have plenty of space in the periphery of the city.
Martin in Arklow says, your guest is just anti-golf, GAA soccer okay, but get rid of the clubs. Kieran, will you get Paddy off the radio? Using his logic, we should have no green spaces inside the M50. We can't pack more houses into these areas as a lane, but we should take them over and make public parks out of the golf clubs. That way everybody can use them. So views coming in on both sides of the debate. Paddy Smith, former Dublin City Councillor, Gary Murphy, former European Tour golfer and current pro at the K Club. Listen, thanks a million both of you for joining me here on the show. Dublin City and Fingal County Councils on some of the largest land banks in Ireland. How about they start building on that land first? Just the thoughts of somebody else. And another listener just wondering how many acres of GAA and soccer clubs are inside the M50's amenities. Are inside the M50 amenities are important to keep those views coming. 53106. As Paddy said, should the state CPO golf clubs that are close to urban centres and build houses on them? Let me know at a cost of 30 cent.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.